It may not be for everybody, and I really don't have the time to exhaust it to the degree that he gave it to me. But what God has given to you is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. If I had textualized what he spiritually gave to me, he said to tell you that he has put you in a large place. I'm not talking about a house. I'm not talking about a geographical location. It took me a while to really get on the same page with what the Holy Spirit was saying when he said to me, tell my people I'm putting them in a large place. Rehoboth. Rehoboth literally means a large place. But when you study it, Rehoboth wasn't large. If you're talking about land mass, it wasn't large at all. If you really look at it and begin to understand it, what God was saying is, I am giving you a huge opportunity.
This is the Potter's Touch.
Greetings, brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus Christ, our King. I am so blessed and so excited to have the opportunity to share the word with you. I'm excited about the word. I still get excited about the word. Been preaching 37 years. I still love his word. I love what it does in your life and in your heart. I love how it strengthens you. I love how it helps you. I've got a message that I believe you are going to love. Take a look. Whatever you've been imagining is too small compared to what God has opened up before you. It is massive. It is huge. It is beyond human comprehension. It is simply an opportunity. You can't measure it with a stick. You can't measure it with a yardstick. You can't put it in a computer. It is simply an opportunity. But the opportunity is so huge that if you walk into what God is giving you in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, listen, you will never, ever, ever be the same again. I mean, a radical revolution is about to take place. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who this is for. This is about a space and time that God has created for you to step into a new dimension. Woo. Oh, God. A higher expression of yourself. A higher expression of yourself. The outworking of the internal. What does that mean? Stuff that's been shut up in your bowels, tied up in your belly, shut up in your spirit. You have finally come to the place of maturity that you can step into what you have been dreaming about, and God is about to revolutionize your life. Touch your neighbor and say, this thing is big. This thing is big. This thing is huge. This thing is gigantic. It's mammoth. It's more than I thought. I mean, it's going to revolutionize how you think, how you move, how you function. God said he is setting you into a large place. Touch three people and say, look for opportunities. Look for opportunity. Don't watch the clock. Don't look at the calendar. Don't worry about the seasons. Don't worry about what comes in the mail. Don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about anything. God is setting before you a large opportunity. And if you perceive it as a large opportunity, you can walk into it and manage it. And the wells of blessings and waters and joys and deliverance are going to flow, and it's going to start in you. It's coming out of your belly. It's coming out of your spirit. It's coming out of your creativity. And that's why the enemy wants you distracted, stressed out. Because this large place starts from a small place. God said, dig out your old wells. go to the places that they have been jammed up and closed down and not been flowing. And God said, dig them out again. Dig them out. Dig out things you put on the back burner. Dig out things that you thought about, didn't have the resources to do. Dig it out, because out of those small places, get this, out of small places will come big things. Out of small places will come big things. This is how you will know it is the move of the Holy Spirit. It will not be a lot of thunder. It will not be a lot of clouds. It will be small clouds, big rain. There won't be big ovens and big restaurateurs, and it won't be big servants coming. It's going to be small stuff like two fish and five loaves of bread. It's going to start in a small place, but it's going to erupt into something real big. That's why, let me not start. He told me to tell you, don't despise small beginnings. What is significant to you is that God, in spite of all the things you have been through, and in spite of all the things you have failed to do, and in spite of all the things that were done to you, and in spite of all the people who tried to cancel you out, God sustained you, sent his angels to escort you, brought you safely through, and he is about to put you in a large place. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Slap somebody, say, this thing is big. This thing is big. This thing is big. I groaned for it. I cried for it. I labored for it. Like to die over it. But this thing down inside of me is big. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. If you dig it out, it's going to be huge blessings. It is generational blessings. Isaac dug out his father's wells. Let me tell you, everything that's been holding you back, everything that's been shutting you down, everything that's been in your way, I came to declare your emancipation proclamation. Praise him like you're free. Walk like you're free. Talk like you're free. Think like you're free. Feel like you're free. Whatever was holding you back, it just broke.
Still come on The Potter's Touch.
After all the hell you've been through, all the setbacks you've had, all the storms you've endured, every time the devil thought you was going to quit, you just got your shovel out and you kept on digging. Well, well, this is your year. You got the right one, baby. The third well was the ticket. When they dug the third well, Isaac said, the Lord is going to put me in a large place. Touch somebody and say, get ready, get ready, get ready.
We all face opposition, but know that it's not the end. It's just an opportunity.
Challenge of my life is to coexist between two things that are totally true, yet opposing each other, and my perspective is the only thing that makes the difference.
Take hold of it and know that your time is now. This is your opportunity.
He hid his wisdom, his inheritance. He took it and put it where nobody would ever expect to find it. He hid it in you.
For your gift of any size, we want to give you This Is Your Opportunity on CD.
This is not an opposition. This is an opportunity.
When your gift is $70 or more, you will receive the entire Your Time Is Now series on DVD. When your gift is $140 or more, we also want to give you Mrs. Sarita Jake's new book for teens, The Princess Within, and the Tumblr mug set. Just visit us online or call 1-800-BISHOP2. The year's most highly anticipated event is here. The wait is over. The Woman Thou Art Loose 2014.
I just love being here. It's exciting.
The speakers are awesome.
The lineup is incredible.
There's something you walk away with that you can't take from a DVD.
Things are happening. Lives are changing.
Being able to cut the cord of things that you've had in your past.
This is the life-changing event of the year.
And I'm so glad I did come here.
Definitely a movement.
Register today for Woman Thou Art Loose 2014.
The restriction, the limitation, the intimidation, the fear, the curses of your childhood, the negative voices that held you back, the little things that said you can't do that, you can't have that, you can't be that, that just broke. So he told me to tell you, this is your year to run, not walk, run into it. It is a large opportunity for which all of hell is intimidated. I don't know who I'm talking to, but after a long season, of not enough and frustration and intimidation, and every time you dig out something comes up and shuts it down again. Isaac dug the first well and he couldn't get the blessing out of it, but he kept on digging. Touch your neighbor and say, keep on digging. Some of the things you tried to do, they ended in failure, and the enemy mocked you and said, if it had been of God, it would have worked. But the Lord told me to tell you, the devil is a lie. Touch your neighbor and say, keep on digging. So he dug the sucking well. And when he dug the sucking well, and he finally got some water coming, then the Philistines came out and said, that well belongs to us. He could have threw up his hands and said, I give it up. I walk away. I'm through with it. But you know what he did? He kept on digging. And the reason the Lord wanted you to be here tonight is because after all the hell you've been through, all the setbacks you've had, all the storms you've endured, every time the devil thought you was going to quit, you just got your shovel out and you kept on digging. Well, this is your year. You got the right one, baby. The third well was the ticket. When they dug the third well, Isaac said, the Lord is going to put me in a large place. Touch somebody and say, get ready, get ready, get ready. This is it. You just hit it. I'm supposed to welcome you right now to 2013 because it's 12 o'clock. But I want to tell you, welcome to your new place. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new destiny. Welcome. Open your mouth. Give God a praise. at your neighbor and tell them, this is my opportunity. This is my opportunity. This is my year. This is my moment. Spirit, something just opened up, something you've been waiting on to break just broke loose for the next 60 seconds. Everybody who wants to break out, give God a crazy If you miss this moment, shame on you. This is a large place. After failure, after failure, after struggle, after struggle, after attack, after attack, after attack, you have finally come into your own. This is your opportunity. None of your haters can stop you from this moment. God said, I have set before you. Oh, I gotta quit. I don't wanna start nothing. I don't wanna start nothing, but I feel the anointing. This thing is huge. Join hands with somebody. Leave no one untouched. You're not finished. You're not through. What I came to say, you're going to have to catch it in the spirit. I don't have time to break it down like I want to. Unclutter your well, unclutter your mind, unclutter your spirit. Take some time and unclutter yourself. There were some things that they threw down in the well to stop the flow. But what Isaac did was unclutter the place of blessings. When you get your blessings, you're going to get your daddy's blessings and your granddaddy's blessings and your grandmama's blessing and your great-great-grandmama's blessing. Y'all don't hear what I'm talking about. Somebody got it. I can feel it. Somebody got it in their spirit. You're going to walk into a bigger expression of who you are. It's bigger than that. 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 God's going to do it for you. I want to say this is your year, but what I need to say, this is your opportunity. If you waste the year, you will lose the opportunity. This is your year of opportunity. Your year of opportunity. Unclutter your well. Your ancestors' blessings await you. You hear what I said? Your ancestors. The person you're touching will die a bitter man or a bitter woman if they don't seize the opportunity of living their life to the fullest. A grace has been given to them. A grace has been allocated unto them. A freshness. How you saw yourself was a chain. How you saw your situation is a chain. Your normal is a chain. If you break your normal, if you break your normal, you will find out who you are. If you break your normal,
glory to God. Glory, glory, glory.
All your life you've been fighting with yourself, pulling against yourself, sabotaging yourself. You could have been there a long time ago, Dorothy. You could have been there a long time ago, but your normal became your warden. It tied your hands and your feet, your creativity and your talent. But the Lord told me to share this word with you. When you walk out of here today, if you will seize this word, every chain that limited you. Some people don't know you're limited because you made it good with that crutch. You hop good on one leg. You hop so good that other people don't even know that you go home and nurse a wound that they don't even see. But tonight, God said he can break every chain, every chain, every chain, every chain, every chain, every chain, chains on your heart and chains on your peace and chains on your personality and chains on your creativity. Every chain that kept pulling you back, 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 back. God's going to break the chain. Set you in the large place. Set you in the place he showed you. Set you in the place he put in your belly. Set you in the place you were created to be in. This is your opportunity. We'll be right back right after this.
We all face opposition, but know that it's not the end. It's just an opportunity.
Challenge of my life is to coexist between two things that are totally true, yet opposing each other, and my perspective is the only thing that makes a difference.
Take hold of it and know that your time is now. This is your opportunity.
He hid his wisdom, his inheritance. He took it and put it where nobody would ever expect to find it. He hid it in you.
For your gift of any size, we want to give you This Is Your Opportunity on CD.
This is not an opposition. This is an opportunity.
When your gift is $70 or more, you will receive the entire Your Time Is Now series on DVD. When your gift is $140 or more, we also want to give you Mrs. Sarita Jake's new book for teens, The Princess Within, and the Tumblr mug set. Just visit us online or call 1-800-BISHOP-2.
What makes a newborn make sucking noises? When a sea turtle is birthed on land, the first thing it does is start moving toward water. The caterpillar doesn't spin silk because he sees somebody else doing it. These are natural, innate instincts. There is an instinct to increase. There is an instinct to lead.
In his newest book, New York Times best-selling author T.D. Jakes gives you keys to true fulfillment when you align your actions with your instincts.
People need to go back to following their instincts.
Unleash your inborn drive. Purchase your copy wherever books are sold. Visit tdjakes.org. Available in stores everywhere.
The year's most highly anticipated event is here. The wait is over.
We're about to rock it out.
Woman Thou Art Loose 2014. With speakers, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Mrs. Sarita Jakes, Christine Kane, Dr. Jasmine Scullark, Dr. Claudette Copeland, Sarah Jakes, Pastor Van Moody. This is going to be epic. The wait is over. Woman Thou Art Loose 2014 in Atlanta, Georgia, October 2nd through 4th. Register today.
I'm out of time. I've got to stop there, but it's been a real joy, a precious joy, a deep and fortifying blessing to share the word of the Lord with you and to be an instrument to encourage you. I pray he used me well, and I pray you become all that God has called you to be. And I pray above everything else that you do not quit, for you are closer now than when you first believed. God bless you. Hold on.